Welcome to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast, where Alex shares his experience of many years practicing healthy lifestyle with lots of content about nutrition, weight loss, intermittent fasting, keto, and how to do all of that the right way so you can get results and actually keep them lifelong in a healthy and consistent basis. Let's begin.
For those of you who lost a bunch of weight and have loose skin and things like that, I have one great news for you and one kind of bad news for you. What's going on, guys? Alex Yegorov here from biohackbody.com, and in today's episode we are going to be talking about what you can do after you lose a bunch of fat and your skin get loose, and what you should avoid, what things not working, so we can stop wasting your money, your time on things that not working. And then again, I'm going to be showing the things that really, really working well. And it's not a magic pill. It takes time. And that's about it. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So stay tuned to the very end, because by the end of this episode, you're going to be knowing exactly what to do and what to do not do. So there is a lot of people out there who lost a bunch of weight, right? You probably work your ass off gaining that weight for the last 10, 20, 30 years. You've gained a lot of fat, and then you spend months or sometimes even years losing that weight. And you might find yourself in the position where you put so much time, so much effort, doing this as healthy as you can or as fast as you can, and boom, you have all of this skin, slabby, flabby skin around your body, and you're not even sure was it worth to actually lose weight, because now you might feel uncomfortable even more looking this way. At first, I want to say that you shouldn't avoid. First of all, you've done a good job and you lost this weight, so congratulations. Now, let's talk about I want you to be proud about yourself, because not a lot of people can do that. A lot of people can gain weight, but not everybody can actually make it long term and then keep the good work and the results. So I want to start talking about the thing that you should avoid. I want to say that there is no, in the world at that moment, at the time at least, there is no way you can fix that easier without the surgery. But I don't want you to do the surgery. I want you to first stay to this episode to the very end, because you might not need it that. But you need to understand, you spend many years doing that harm to your body, and your skin got that look, and now it might take time when you get fully recovered. Again, there is plenty of companies in the world selling different types of bullshits. They selling different creams, different masks. They selling so many lotions and all of the other products that they promise, and they give you double back guarantee, money back guarantee. They will say you anything that you just buy the product, right? So I'm not gonna say is it good companies or not. The point is, those things aren't gonna work. You're not gonna put magical cream on your body and your skin will get back as easy as it's promised. So it'll take time. And the best way how you can do it, I'm going to be describing right now. So there is a thing, you need to understand that our body, our skin and our entire body get rejuvenated and completely changed. Different organs go through this process in a different pace and different time. So our skin, you might say, completely get rejuvenated and changed to the new skin within about 3 months or 4 months or so. Different cells and different proteins and whatnot and in our body. So the point is, if you lost weight in an unhealthy way, this is probably why you get your skin loose even more and that look. If you're doing the low carb diet, intermittent fast and things like that, you eat clean foods, healthy foods, then you're probably going to have a lot less of this effect, which is still possible, because you still can get loose skin even if you follow keto, healthy lifestyle and things like that, because loose skin might be also related to it depends how many years you've been overweight, how big were, how much weight you had, and also your genetics and whatnot. So there's many variety of the things that might occur. But the point is, the best way that I've seen over the years, and I've been studying the topic, I've seen YouTube videos, I've read articles and studies, and I've been practicing personally over 5 years of different types of fasting. And that's really important that I wanted you to stick in this episode, because you see, Our body has adaptive mechanisms to fight this loose skin, to fight the things that doesn't belong in our body, right? And the process of recycling ourselves, our body, called autophagy. Now, autophagy, again, is when your body is recycling itself. It actually comes from the two Greek words, where it's like self-eating or something like that. I might be wrong. So the point is, our body get adapted. Our body is very smart, regardless what you're thinking about that. And it's very, very adaptive. And it can, if you put in the autophagy state where you're abstaining from the food for a specific period of time, so autophagy can actually occur, your cells inside the body will find their weak cells or dead cells, and they will start janitor crew, they will start cleaning it up. But for that matter, you need to abstain from the food most of the times. So there is many of different fasting protocols and fat fasting, protein fast. There is a lot of them. But the point is, when autophagy occurs, your body will start slowly eating that skin. Now, our skin, it's a fat and protein, right? There is still protein there, obviously, and because we build mostly from the protein, and there is still some fat in your skin as well. So our body without a food, if you go for the extended period of time without a food, is start occurring the autophagy. Usually it's about 16 to, I don't know, 20 hours. Autophagy will occur more. The longer you fast, the more autophagy. But that's the topic for another case. You can find so many videos on this channel. And I will put some links in the description where I'm talking about intermittent fasting, how to do it the right way, fat fasting, protein fasting, dry fasting, so many kinds of fasting, so you can actually get this autophagy effect as best as you can. So you can start slowly, don't push too much, don't get starvation and things like that. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what this channel is about. And the point is, when this autophagy occurs and your cells start eating the dead parts of the body, the dead tissues and whatnot, the body, as I told you already, it's very, very smart, and it's not going to right away start eating your brain or start eating your like muscles or whatnot. It will start looking for something that is less needed. And here you are sitting with your loose skin. So what do you think your body will start slowly digest and turn into energy? Well, it will start slowly consuming your own skin, the loose skin that you, this flabby belly fat or whatever you have. And that's why I think this is not the fastest way, as I told you. The fastest way would be surgery. But that's something that I would not recommend. I would recommend to spend your time to learn about the intermittent fasting, about the fat fasting, about the dry fasting. As I said, I have plenty of content on this show. I'm talking a lot about those, how to do them the right way, how to start them, how to break the fast, how to get the most health, the most weight loss, the most mental clarity, the most autophagy benefits, longevity, and things like that. Now, for those of you who want to work with me directly on your healthy weight loss journey, who need more personal touch, who want to me holding your hand in helping you with fasting, with keto, nutrition, exercises, whatever the case might be, and the most importantly, with accountability and the mindset help. If you want to not only lose weight, but actually keep it off for life, then I have a special one-on-one body mastery coaching program where I personally help my clients to reach their body of their dreams while getting energized, getting healthier, and happier in a healthy and sustainable way, which is the most important. Now, I make custom tailored meal plans, fasting and exercise regimen if necessary. We have daily accountability check-ins, weekly video Zoom calls with me personally, and lots more. Now, full disclosure, spots are literally limited. I physically cannot work with everybody since I'm coaching personally one-on-one, and it takes a lot of my time. And to be honest, I don't want to work with everybody. This is for people ready to get results and keep them lifelong and not just playing around. So to find out more about this one-on-one body mastery coaching program and to book a free strategy call with me personally, go to my website at biohackbody.com.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more people so we can help as many people as we possibly can change their health and their lives for better. And don't forget to subscribe to Alex Yegorov's Keto and Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle Podcast for for future episodes. I see you there.